Blog Talk Radio.
Must be born again. Oh, the Lord expects of
too easy believing that you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember, and I'll miss you, my love, when you go. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to
feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag, and forever at peace may a wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, go Sam.
I'm a real live Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'll Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
I'm a Yankee Doodle dad.
Welcome to the Spirit of America and the Spirit of America party book. Yes, we've been down for 2 days. The service that I pay for in American currency had a glitch, and they never bothered to tell me. They just took my money and put the kibosh on my show. You wouldn't believe all the beautiful pictures I uploaded. They scrapped them all. I think that this this service has been infiltrated by left wingers. But in the meantime, we will carry on. And my subject tonight that I'm going to touch on is a fair, and I call it fixed news now. I am a diehard Fox fan. I was born to Fox. And I have been loyal to Fox. As a matter of fact, none of the other networks, always be communist ABC, I never go there. Nothing but communist NBC, I never go there. The communist news network, CNN, I never go there. The perverted bestiality system, PBS, I never go there. The communist of BS, CBS, I never go there. Be communist ABC. I never go there. I only go to Fox. I'm Fox trained. However, when I saw 60 days ago the workup of a hit on Trump, first just a few little barbs and jabs, and then a death by a thousand comments, I knew something big was coming. And somebody had sold out. Somebody had thrown Trump down a well and sold his coat of many colors. But Trump rose again. And Fox made the biggest mistake of their lives. What jerks. They're sitting on the top of the wall. And just like Humpty Dumpty, they created their own fall. At least Humpty Dumpty fell by accident. They were sitting on the top of the wall and they created their own fall. Now, I call it fixed news. And the fair and impartial handle is now unfair and very partial. And the leader of the gang, besides Make It Up Kelly and Brett Baer and Chris Matthews Wallace, who did the hit on Trump on the opening debate. And it's going to be sad. I'm dying to see what CNN's going to do. CNN is going to do one of two things. CNN is either going to try to hit like Fox did and pull a Candy Crowley on him, but they ain't getting away with it with Trump. Or they're going to play it smart and take advantage of the share, the viewer share that Trump brings. Trump brought Fox, or Fix News, as I call it now. Trump brought Fix 24 million viewers. They never had that many. And what did they do? Everybody came to see Trump. And what did they do? They pulled an apocalypto on Trump. Unbelievable. They didn't give him any questions that would require a political answer. They attacked him as an anti-feminist. They accused him of splitting the party. And what was the third one they did? They pulled the third one. I can't remember what it was, but you're going to cause a third party. No, he's going to cause a second party. There's only one party, the Communist Party, and Then you've got the Rhino Party, which are communist trainees. And I just saw a blog today, or, you know, a report today, that 10 Congress people, one was a senator. So congressmen and senators, 10 of them, who campaigned as conservative Tea Party people, have turned out to be not so conservative and not so Tea Party. And that's a shame that we're being fooled and lied to by people that say, and one of the guys who I supported, and I'm totally shocked at this, was Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton got a poor rating, and I supported him 100%. I sent him $10 and a slogan. You know what the slogan was? I think he's from Alabama. The slogan was, "We pick Cotton." Yeah. Anyway, if he had that bumper sticker, he would have won by more. I'll tell you that right now. He got a lot of northern votes. But and Kelly Ayotte is another one. So they did a little Pearl Harbor on the Tea Party. Our savior tonight is Donald Trump, and the communists are hoping that he drops out. And here's one. A year ago, my wife, who I pay no attention to, predicted, and she was the only one, that Michelle Obama is going to run for the presidency. And I thought she was crazier than a bedbug. And tonight they're talking, Michelle is thinking of running for the presidency with the help of Valerie Teheran Jarrett. Yes. So there's that dynasty will continue. We might as well start building pyramids. So we'll have to see how that one flies. But my wife was the only one that made that prediction. I never saw anybody else. One of her friends said, "You know, you're always uncanny with your predictions." And now I'm taking it to the racetrack tomorrow. Okay, so let's talk about a fair and impartial Fox News, especially Bill. He never should have went to Harvard or Riley. I don't know what it is, but these Harvard graduates all turn out to be rats. They all turn out to be communist indoctrinated. Every time I see somebody, they go, "He's a Harvard graduate." I go, "Oh my God, quick, close the bunker door. Put your helmet on." Yeah, I'm not impressed with Harvard graduates. Didn't Obama go there? But nobody saw him in the classroom. Yeah, you know who's going to get the dirt on Obama? Trump. Trump's going to buy all his records. Yeah, he's going to buy them from the Russians, because they were on Hillary's server. Yeah. So fair and impartial mind took us. Fox teamed up with the Bushy Wushies to kill Trump at the starting gate. The entire network was ordered to get Trump. See Hillary's email dated 60 days before the setup debate. You can't see Hillary's emails. The server has been wiped clean. Not in China. Not in Russia. Not in the Wating restaurant in Staten Island. Hop Singh, you got all of Hillary's emails? Yeah, what do you want to see? You want to see the last bill? And she left no tip. No, we want to see Benghazi. Before Benghazi, leading up to Benghazi, and after Benghazi. Okay, we got them. No problem. Moment time, Mr. Tom. Yeah, unbelievable. You know, if those emails turn up from Benghazi, there'll be a lot of people facing a firing squad, including the commander in chief. Yeah. Yeah, they'll be calling the Soviet Union asking for trade samples of polonium-210, because they gotta go after the Tea Party. They put it in tea in London, and a guy named Litvinenko's tea. Because he blew the whistle on Putin, and he died right away, a couple of days. It's not like having a glass of wine in the bar, and when you walk out, you're dead. Huh? That was no hit, right? It's not like the guy who was the guy? What did he do? What did he do? He did something in Afghanistan. He blew the whistle on somebody. I can't remember what it was. I know what it was. He's the guy who got, not Petraeus, the better one, the better general. MC, I can see him sitting in a helicopter. I can see him sitting at a desk looking at a map. I can see him sitting with the Taliban, with the Afghanis in a big open air, conference. General Mick something. I'll look it up at the break. This guy was he was in Paris with this general. It's almost on my tip of my tongue. Anyway, he was in Paris in a bar, and he was talking to one of his aides, and one of the aides said, "Joe, bite me." So the communist magazine, what is it called? Yellowstone or Yellow Coward. Yeah, the magazine came out, and it caused McChrystal, Stanley McChrystal, it caused him his job, and he had to go before Obama, and Obama loved it because he was going to replace him with a Taliban. Yeah, and this guy got McChrystal for, I'm trying to think of the magazine. It's a real communist leftist magazine. Rolling Stone. McChrystal never should have allowed anybody to be near that guy. That's a bad judgment call. But I got to tell you about McChrystal. He commanded the entire military in Afghanistan. He was a very valuable person. I'm totally disappointed. I hear he's a liberal, but I'm a conservative. But I was very disappointed he didn't run for the presidency, because I got to tell you something. We're not getting off this planet without being nuked, and we're going to need a split second commander in chief, one who can react within the first 3 seconds of a hit. That's how fast it's going to come and how furious it's going to be. And we're not getting off this planet without a nuclear war. And they can tell you all they want and sign all the treaties they want. Let me tell you, you see these cutthroats in the Middle East? They kill women, children, stewardesses, pilots. They cut the heads off of Christians. They rape little children. They are animals fit only for extinction. And I'm waiting for a weapon called the vaporizer. When you get hit with the vaporizer, you just disappear, just like in the ray gun stories. And that's what we need, a vaporizer. Don't bring them off the battlefield. The ACLU will rescue them, or Obama will put them up in a Chicago hotel. And now they got Ash Carter out there looking for a place to put them. Hey, Southern states, don't let these bastards stick them on you. No matter how bad the economy is, you don't need those bastards in your backyard. Let Obama put them in the White House. See how long he lasts. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to free up Gitmo so that they can give it to the Russian Navy. This guy only helps communist countries. He only bails out communist countries. Iran is being run by the Russians. Iran is being controlled by the Russians. When the Ayatollah Khomeini fled the Shah of Iran, he went to France, and he was catered to by French communists. Everything has a communist connection. Speaking of communist connections, at 10:30 on American Heroes Channel, on August the 26th, meet a guy named Bat. I can't remember his first name. He is Putin's gunrunner. And if, I don't know if you notice it or not, but all these ISIL boys, they all got brand new uniforms, and their POWs have brand new jumpsuits. And these guys are dressed in the nines. And if you look at their weapons, they're all brand new. There's no secondhand weapons. These are right off the Russian boats. And that's who's backing Iran. And that's who's protecting Iran, along with Obama, bin Laden, bin Laden. And don't be surprised if Obama issues orders to the American fleet to take down any Israeli planes headed to Iran. And the day an American pilot gets up in the air with orders to shoot down an Israeli jet, he better miss. He better miss, because the order could be given to shoot you down next. So, fair and impartial mind took us. Have I said all I wanted to say on that Iran situation? I'll get into it deeper. Okay. Trump is the man. I caught him this morning. I got up early this morning. I don't get up early. 9 o'clock to me is early. But I was up around 6:30, and I caught a morning schmo, a morning Joe Stalin, and what is her name? Givko or some Gimko, and Savinsky or whatever, Brzezinski. And they had on Donald Trump on the phone, and they were getting ready to lambast him and work him over and make him look bad. And he turned the tables on him. And she said, "I want to ask you something." He says, "No, I'm not answering it. I know what you want to ask me, and I'm not answering it." And she got all bent out of whack. And then he said, "Okay, go ahead, ask me." But anyway, he turned the tables on Morning Joe. And he handled the interview with Panache. And then when he was finished, and he was on there for a while, they were licking his boots. And he showed me that this guy can get into a battle with a short sword, and he gets in so close the enemy can't use their long swords. And when he got finished, they were licking his boots and eating out of his hand. You should try and find that on YouTube. You would enjoy it. And then he went over to Fox, who was trying to kill him, and he went on Maria Bartolomeo's Fox show. All this before 8 a.m. in the morning. Can you see Obama getting up to do this? What's he going on? The John the Monkey show? "Hi, John, you want some comedy? Yeah, you want to hear a joke about Iran's getting nukes? Yeah, you want to hear that I traded two province governors, one head of the Iranian CIA, or the Taliban CIA, one a bomb expert, and one other station chief, as a favor to the Iranians to get this deal going, and I gave them back to Afghanistan, and we took in exchange Bo Bird Call's mother." Oh, no, that was a different exchange. Bo Bird Call, a traitor. A traitor, and Trump called him a traitor, said he should be shot, and he's responsible for the death of 6 GIs who went out looking for him. And I heard early on, before the press could cover it up, that Bo Birdcall was allowed in the Taliban camp to carry a sidearm, and that he was a teacher. What was he teaching? How to penetrate American front lines? And that's what I heard. And I'm trying to remember. The Haqqani Network had him, and they were holding him for money. So he didn't walk into hardcore Taliban, which would have killed him for fun. He walked into the Haqqani Network, and the Haqqani Network loves to bargain for hostages. And like Trump said, the American negotiating team are all diplomats and turd birds. They have no skill. And they ended up trading five key Taliban officials, a gift to Iran. And in exchange, we got to watch Obama hug Bo Bird Calls Mommy. So Charlie Gasparino was on Maria Bartolomeo's show this morning, and I remember seeing Charlie Gasparino when he first was introducing Trump to people that didn't know anything about Trump. And he says, "Let me tell you something. I hit below the belt. But you never want to hit Trump below the belt because you will regret it." So here's Charlie. He just was part of the Fox assassination team. And he said bad things about Trump. And Trump said, "Charlie, how are you?" "Charlie, I thought you were my friend." And Charlie looked like a kid caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Yeah. And he started to, beads of sweat started to break out on his forehead. And he was trying to look innocent. And Trump turned him. It was very good. Trump would make a good interrogator. And Charlie was sweating like a canary being interrogated by the police with the lamp on. And when Trump was finished, it was a mild and boot-licking session. See, when Fox News screwed Trump, Trump didn't say, "That's it, I'm going to declare war on Fox." No, he went back, you know, he came back. Even Frank Luntz, who was the dirtiest, he threw the dirtiest punches. Frank Luntz, that's the guy that wears a suit with clown shoes. He's a Democratic apparatchik. Yeah, and make him believe he's fair and impartial, and he stacks the deck with anti-Trump people. Yeah, let me see the list. Who's a Democrat? Put all the Democrats on. And, have you got one drunken Republican that nobody will understand? Put him on, too. Yeah. Frank Luntz is a harpoon thrower, and he tried to kill Moby Trump, but it didn't work out. So he is very good. He gets in close, Trump, denying his enemies the long sword kill. Then he wins them over. He is El Trumpo, the Zorro of New York. Watch and learn. And he is not a phony politician, of which we need not one more. Get rid of the politicians. Send coal miners to Congress. Viva El Trumpo. Now the rhinos, you hear what's happening tonight? They're pooling their money to kill him. And you know what's killing them? He pays nothing. He says he has $10 million set aside for advertising. And he hasn't used a dollar because he gets all the free advertising. He's got 24 million fans. Wherever he goes, they go. And that's it. And Fox blew it. Fox could have been the patron host for the Trump landslide, and Fox blew it. He gets a free press. You know what I see? I see a wall on the southern border paid for in pesos. And here's something nobody's talking about in the news. You remember Trump saying that Ford was going to build a $2.2 billion factory in Mexico? Remember that? And they said, "Well, how are you going to stop that? How are you going to make them not build it?" He says, "I'm just going to call the president of Ford and tell him there's a 45% import duty on all Ford cars." And they all went, "I didn't think of that." Yeah. Well, you want to know what happened after he said that? You ready for this? 1 week later, after he said that, Ford announced they were closing their heavy-duty truck facility in Mexico, and they were moving it back to Cleveland, Ohio. So Trump gave John Kasich a gift. Unbelievable. And O'Reilly also, he did a workover on Andrea Tonteros. He called her in like she was a little schoolgirl, and he berated her, and he waved a piece of paper in her face. Now, if that was Hillary Clinton, that wouldn't have been an invasion of her space. And she said that the 14th Amendment does not protect anchor babies, and O'Reilly said she was wrong. And she quoted he quoted some drunken judge from 1985. But the 14th Amendment was written in 1865 to protect blacks and American Indians, to make sure that they would be classified as citizens, including their children. So O'Reilly was wrong, but he bluffed Andrea and she backed down. Andrea, all you got to do, honey, is get with Mark Levin and bring him on as your lawyer to address O'Reilly. And then put your helmet on. Unbelievable. So, having said that, I'm going to give you a tune. When I come back, I'll be more organized. I'm going to play The Lies That the Democrats, this is dedicated to all the lies the Democrats tell. Iran, the Iran new deal is a good deal, especially for Israel. And a fetus is not a living child or being, but could you just hold that baby so I can cut its heart out? Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're keeping the abortions alive until they can remove the heart. These people should all have vampire fangs when they go to work. And the Congress should all be wearing pirate costumes when they go to work. So the Democrats are lying, and they're breaking my heart.
Early rock.
You stole my kisses and broke my heart. You told me, darling, we would never part. You know I love you. Please say you love me, sweetheart. Right from the start, and then you left me with a broken heart. But I still love you. Please say you love me, sweetheart. I love you, dear. I miss you, dear, and I need you. So please come back and say you need me too. Without your love, my heart will break. You know I love you. Without your love, my heart will break. You painted today, right from the start. With a broken heart, but I still love you. Please say you love me, sweetheart.
How's that? That's an oldie. That's a 50s, early 50s. Okay, you want something more update?
Every day, when you were so in love with me, been paying every day.
That's the Spinners. I love the Spinners. Okay. I was watching TV this morning after Donald Trump trumped two networks and came across a congressman from Massachusetts who was talking about he was going to sign the Iranian deal to nuke Israel. And he mentioned, or the narrator mentioned, he was an Iraq war vet. And somebody that was watching with me said, yeah, he was probably in the supply department. So I said, I got to check this guy out. So I Googled him and I went to Wikipedia, which I trust, a lot of people don't, but I get my basic information from Wikipedia. You know, it's written by a you know, they can put anything they want in there. Hey, that's all right. I got no complaints. What do you think the national press is doing? But anyway, I come up on the, couldn't remember his name. So I said, let me review all of the congressional representatives from the state of Massachusetts to the United States Congress. And a whole bunch came up, about 10, 11 representatives, and at the top was a guy named Markey. You ever see this guy Markey? He is typical Democrat party over country. If Obama says tomorrow we're going to kill all the Jews by 6 o'clock in the evening, he would vote for it because he's party over country. He's an enviro-Leninist. But you know what shook me up? Here's Massachusetts, the state created the American Revolution at Bunker Hill and the Boston Tea Party. And there isn't one American left. The entire representative contingency from Massachusetts is Democrat. And they're all going to vote with Obama to kill the Jews. You can't say that. I know, and I can't say a fetus is a baby. I know. And you can't say anchor babies. because they have no anchors. And they don't have little sailor suits. So I sent a message to the Massachusetts representatives to Congress. And here's how it starts. I know you are all Democrats. Traditionally, Democrats vote party over country. Example, 40 days before 9/11, 40 Democrat senators and 125 Viet Congress mice voted to burn the flag that draped 3,247 9/11 bodies, even if they didn't find them and they bring up a stretcher with a flag on it. The communist lie about burning the flag was its freedom of speech. Should only be able to practice that speech in front of a firing squad. And I happen to see one congressman on TV this morning, Seth Moulton, and the announcer said he was a combat vet. Here he was saying how great the Iran deal was, and it's a better deal than no deal. I was devastated to hear a vet say that, knowing that every vet missing limbs has had Iranian copper lugs removed from their bodies. Not to forget the 233 Marines murdered by Iran in their beds in Beirut under a Republican president. Now, Seth Moulton has been to Iraq, I think, four times, and he's a Marine. So I wanted to remind him that it was Iranians who sent torture videos. You never heard about this in the press. I just learned it the other day. To President Reagan, they sent the torture videos of the CIA chief Buckley, who screamed for a direct missile hit on him to end his pain. I can understand enviro-Leninists like Markey following party orders, but not you, Seth, who served four tours in Iraq as a Marine. I am sure you saw the IED results and the shredded bodies caused by Iranian copper lugs. Yet 14 years later, we still do not have an IED locator and a pre-detonator. Whether by sonar or laser, we could sure use a garage invention. The Shah of Iran was put in power to replace the communist president Mossadegh, who would have opened up Iran to the Soviet fleet, and they would have had a warm water port. The Ayatollah Khomeini turned to the Communist Party of France for help. The overthrow of the Shah gave Russia a commanding lead in Iran. Now, thanks to a communist indoctrinated by Frank Marshall Davis, our president, we are bailing out communist-controlled countries that are collapsing. About 8 months ago, American intelligence learned that the Israelis had negotiated an Air Force refueling stop in Azerbaijan after a possible bombing raid. The Obama administration tipped off the Iranians, who then put pressure on Azerbaijan to kill the deal. I wonder if that's in Hillary's bathroom emails. Now, Soviet, they never lost the Cold War. They just morphed. We lost 25 years being blind and fooled. Soviet missiles are being paid for by the money Obama is giving the Iranians to strengthen their defenses and shoot down Israeli planes. Any CIC president who could abandon troops on the Benghazi battlefield could order the shootdown of Israeli jets heading to his ally, Iran. And never forget, he bailed out his communist Cuban allies, and they got America all BS'd. Oh, you're going to be going there, it'll be party time, you get hats. And you can rip off the Cuban people because they're poor. You give them a dollar, they'll dance for you. Yeah. John Kerry, a.k.a. Hanoi John, works well with communists like Jane Fonda, known for the torture of American POWs, getting the Jane Fonda workout. John even rents, I'm told, he even rents campaign offices from the Russians in New York. Who better to work with communists than the Communist Party, and formerly the Democrat Party? This treaty is totally a prelude to nuclear war. As sure as Marco Polo brought spaghetti and fireworks powder to Europe from China, it evolved into gunpowder. Man is always advancing winning weapons. Nukes have been used before and will be used again. Anyone who votes to nuke America and Israel is our enemy and a traitor. This is not the time to vote party over country. This is the time to stand with those on either side of you, Seth, and never betray that sacred trust. Like Bin Laden said after 9/11, America is an illusion of power, a giant warship on the ocean that will never see the dinghy that sinks. We don't need any more lessons. The last thing the home of Bunker Hill and Liberty needs to see is a marathon nuke. Stop this national suicide pact. Spirit of America, a party. A bartender, give me a wolf howl.
Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how. Without a song, that's my troubles and woes. But sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as a song. The grass so tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, good, no how. Without a song, I've got my troubles and woes, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. Fall.
that's so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song, without a song, without a song.
Okay, let's see what we got. We got anything going here? Okay, we're going to give you a little tune. I'll dedicate this to Donald Trump.
Only Trump can make this world seem right. Oh, only Trump can make the darkness bright. Only Trump and Trump alone can save our country by today and fill our hearts with love for the USA. Only Trump can make this change in us. The commos and rhinos have caused this ugly fuss. He will hold their hand and make them understand the damage that they do. Bring jobs back, oil to pump and coal to lump. He's our one and only Trump. Oh, only Trump can make this world seem right. Oh, only Trump can make the darkness bright. Only Trump and Trump alone can save our country by today and fill our hearts with love for the USA.
And that, okay, we'll do Zing Went the Strings of My Heart.
From the start, something inside of me started a symphony. Sing with the strings of my heart.
What was like a breath of spring?
Thank you. you.
This is for all the kids out there who suffer from divorced parents, PTSD.
15651, take six.
If you're lucky enough to have someone who loves you, then be glad that you've got someone who loves you. 'Cause lips that were warm can grow cool. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. When you take her for heart and you do something to it, and you think to yourself, why did I do it? You may find that the world can be cruel. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. Now I had a love just the same as you, and I was a fool not to see. But you still have time to say you love her.
This came out about 3:12 p.m. today. So sent to my computer by the national director of the Tea Party. Obama sends secret letters to foreign governments promising sanctions immunity. Come on, do you really believe that Hillary only scrubbed personal emails? You can see why Obama and Kerry wanted to wrap up negotiations with Iran as quickly as possible to avoid giving Congress enough time to consider all this information. Every day, the Iran deal looks worse and worse. Remember Obama taking up sanctions snapback? Remember the time he promised that you could keep your doctor? The two have a lot in common. Except, as far as we know, the administration didn't write a whole bunch of letters to foreign governments to tell them why he was lying about Obamacare. But the country's number one traitor. Now, when you got a party calling the President of the United States the country's number one traitor, you got a problem. Senators Mark Kurt, a representative from Illinois, and Marco Rubio, representative of Florida, in a letter to the State Department. State Department can't be trusted. Department of Justice is in the hands of Obama. The State Department is in the hands of Obama. The EPA is in the hands of Obama. They are not independent agencies. The IRS is in the hands of Obama. The man has succeeded in a complete takeover of the government. Disclosed in a letter to the State Department that U.S. lawmakers have been shown copies of several letters sent by the Obama administration to the Chinese, the Germans, the French, and British governments assuring them that companies doing business with Iran will not come under penalty. Why would they care what Obama has to say? He's a nothing president from a nothing country. The Obama administration is purportedly promising the foreign governments that if Iran violates the parameters of the recently inked nuclear accord, European companies will not be penalized according to the secret letters. It's 145 replies. And here's what Andy says. It says a lot about the GOP leaders when they can't even make a case against the Iran deal and Obama's dishonest behavior. We need Trump. I'm saying that. 17 months in Obama's history. Don't count on it, buddy. There's talk his wife is going to run. And they're already leaking crap on Hillary. And this guy says Obama is, Francine says Obama is a Trojan horse. They said they had, 145 views, but only three people have responded so far. So, just to give you an idea of what this sneaky bastard is up to. Sneaky bastard president. That's his new title. Yeah. Unbelievable. Let's see what else we got here. Want to get a Robert E. Lee knife? They got them. It begins. Hillary trumped by the Donald. Let's see what that's all. In a key swing state. Hillary's being sold down the river. She got double-crossed the last go-around, and she's getting double-crossed again, which means Obama is smarter than she is. But the person who predicted that Michelle would run for the presidency, the only person that I know who predicted Michelle will run for the presidency, says when that happens, Hillary is going to strike back with a vengeance, and she's going to show her emails. She was promised a deal to keep her mouth shut the last time around and give the presidency to Obama, and she was promised that she would get the next one. And now Obama is double-crossing her. So in order for Obama to finish her off, he's going to have to leak emails that destroy her. Trump tops Clinton 45% to 42% in a Democratic firm public policy polling. And Hillary lags behind 8 Republican contenders in North Carolina. Go Trump, that's what one of the comments are. Unbelievable. And you know what? He's going to do all right. He's got New York and New Jersey when it comes to votes. He will, no matter who's in New York, they got to vote for Trump. They got to vote for Trump. 2 more women accused Bill Cosby of assault. That brings the count up to 7,900. Unbelievable. You like Imus in the morning? I don't like him. I think he's still working for the Democrat Party. They're saying that Yale students kill Alzheimer's using bizarre kitchen cocktail. Here's a couple of comments on O'Reilly confronting Donald Trump. When will people, this is Lawrence, when will people understand that we still control things? If we the people would boycott our enemies, we could win battle. Fox is just like anybody else, run on money. If people stop watching, the money for advertising stops. It is the same with any company. They have to have money to keep the doors open. Without the people, they are nothing. Just like Walmart or Target. I don't spend a dime in those stores. I don't like Target. It's a French company. And they banned the Salvation Army at Christmas time from having a kettle in their parking lot. And then when they were exposed, they said, oh, no, it was a mix-up. It's always a mix-up. Unbelievable. The more I hear Donald Trump, the more I understand how much he knows. Oh, that's a compliment. That's from Lee. A lot of the communists always like to assassinate. You know, they assassinate by ridicule. That's a communist tactic. Look what they did to Sarah Palin, who's now going to be on One America News. I wish her well. I wish her good luck. And I wish if she's down in New York, her husband goes over to David Letterman's house and punches him in the nose and say, "That's for my youngest daughter. When you said she should be raped by A-Rod in the seventh inning stretch on TV." And he got a pass. He got a pass. Donald Trump, simply irresistible. Simply unstoppable. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm officially running for president of the United States, and we're going to make our country great again. Admit it. Donald Trump is a volcano in the forest of Ronson lighters. You're not going to stop him. He may carry all 50 states. The awareness of Trump's invincibility is dawning slowly for several occasions. Fox, you screwed up big time. With all your talent and with all your brain power, you made a bad call. Nobody wants to be revealed as a fool if Trump flames out. Also, such a breathtaking prediction, hates to be born all alone, out on a limb, is a lonely place for a fool to be. Then, to a lot of heretofore wise observers, are obeying the instinct to adopt a business as usual stance. We put subconscious pressure on ourselves so that yesterday's clown by consensus isn't too abruptly hailed as the winner. This absurdly long before the first vote is cast. The dreamers in the GOP are still reassuring one another that Trump's domination is a summertime thing. And that come fall in public anger will be gone. And the guy challenged one day, says, "You can't say anchor baby. That's discriminatory." And he goes, "What should I say? What's your suggestion?" And the guy had no answer. He says, "We're going to stick to anchor babies." The dreamers in the GOP are still reassuring one another that Trump's nomination is a summertime thing, and that come fall, the public anger will be gone, and the people will ask themselves, "Is this the kind of president we want in the Oval Office?" As compared to who? A pothead? A roofie puffer? Dream on, dear establishment. People are already asking the question. And the answer is not just yes, but hell yes. The other day, the missus said to me, "I just watched Fox, and Donald Trump is a, what did she call him? Oh, what did she call him? It was, it was like a, it wasn't a flapjack. It was a French, what do they have? Not crepes. I says, whatever it was, I says, "I don't care if he's a pancake. We're voting for Trump as a family." And I'd go in the booth with you just to make sure. Yeah. And you can hold off the police while I get the levers. 8 years ago, Americans decided to take a chance on a community organizer. A communist community organizer. And who got screwed the most? The blacks. The blacks got screwed into the ground. They got sucked in so bad. They were used as a frontline cannon fodder. I thought I was watching the Bolshevik Revolution. Yeah, where they pushed the people to take the machine gun bullets while the guys in power and control. And if you notice, all of these black guys that show up at demonstrations, they're all being pushed to the front by white controllers, communist controllers, Occupy Wall Street. That's all communists, man. Code stink. That's all communists. Don't let the white people push it to the front of the line to get a bullet. What are you, crazy? Oh, he's a sympathy with us. He has nothing in common with you. I seen him on Occupy Wall Street. They did an interview. He was one of the occupiers, you know. They were down there for a week in makeshift tents. And the guy goes, "You must stink by now. You've been down here a week." He says, "No, I go upstairs to my brother's $5,000 apartment. And I shower every day." Yeah, he probably smears dirt on him when he comes down to blend in. And now we're taking the measure of a billionaire 11 times older who boldly carved his signature in stone and steel in golf course green around the world. Written best-selling books. Okay, that's enough about Trump. We know that. He has ruptured every rule of nature and human nature. Senator John McCain, nobody's seen this, but I saw it. It was on a quiet website. John McCain was run off the Navajo reservation the other day. He barely got away with his life. He came there with two carloads of protective people. And he came out and he said, you know, how? And the tribe got up. They were sitting around beating the war drum. And they went, "It's McCain." And they chased him off the reservation. They won't show you that in the communist media. So here comes Trump mocking McCain as being a war hero only because he was captured. Some of those wise advisors declared Trump doomed even at that early point. And what happened? Trump gained. Yeah. And somebody asked tonight, "Why is McCain called the canary?" And somebody replied, "Because when he was a POW, he sang." I'd sing too, let me tell you. I don't fault McCain for that. I would sing. I would sing. What do you want to hear? You want to know what ship I'm from? Sure. The SS Kamikaze. Yep. How many people on the board? We got 2,000, crew of 2,000. What do you want to know? Oh, yeah, we bomb children all day long. What else you want to know? Yeah. And then I have to blink Morse code when they did the camera scene. You see, they did that. They brainwashed, they beat them up, they intimidated them, they scared the life out of them. And they killed two. They beat two Cuban officers that were on loan from Fidel Castro, Obama's bedfellows. The Hanoi Hilton beat two Americans so bad from the waist down with truncheons that all the flesh on their legs was gone. And they looked, they were so bad. They were beaten so bad, they had to be killed so as not to be shown to the press. And that's what went on at the Hanoi Hilton at the hands of Cuban advisors. And here's Obama singing Guantanamera. At the Fox News debate of August the 6th, some sinister force that wanted to stick it to Trump led things off. By obeying the natural and organic procedure of calling for all those candidates who vowed to support the eventual Republican nominee to please raise their hands. No, the moderator instead called for all those who will not pledge to support the eventual Republican nominee, please raise their hands. Brett Baer, you turned scumbaggio, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ruined your perfect reputation. And whoever imposed that reverse wording got his wish. There stood Trump in the middle of the pack, all alone with his right hand in the air. And what happened? Trump gained. You know why? He doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. I used to say, if I'm running for president, you know what my campaign line would be? Vote for me. I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. Yeah. And Trump raised his hand, and he's a negotiator. He's a deal maker. He doesn't give up his Trump card. He knows that if they give him a hard time, he's going to Ross Perot them. So instead of the gun being on Trump, the gun is on the rhinos. Doesn't our culture forbid us to hit a woman? Fox's rapturous Megyn Kelly. She shot herself, right? She turned into a Rosie O'Donnell. A skinny Rosie O'Donnell. whose very appearance sets the syrups of the soul all a sizzle, even before her formidable IQ approaches the scale for a weigh-in. Kelly ticked off a litany of horrendous things Trump had uttered to denigrate women. Trump struck back hard, and what happened? Trump gained. And you know something? Right after that, a video came out with Kelly on the Howard Stern show, and she was talking about her breast size, and Howard said, what are you, a bee cup? And she says, my husband calls them super bees. And then Howard proceeded to talk about her husband's penis size. How's that? Why would a woman who is going to be a celeb at Fox stoop down to be on the Howard Stern show? What kind of judgment does that show? So Kelly shot herself in the foot, and she's not going to recover. Aren't we supposed to tire quickly in the presence of a brag? Trump plunges with gusto and abandons his firestorms of self-praise, citing his fabulous fortune, huge achievements, and the hordes of people who love him, and his admittedly impressive record for getting things done. This guy was on two talk shows before 8 o'clock in the morning. This guy is not laying down waiting to be discovered. And I look forward to the CNN interview. And if CNN plays their cards right, they're going to make, and that's going to infuriate Fox. Trump unloads like a sportscaster whose son just scored the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as he shares the news. And there was just a poll in Nevada, and I came in first among Hispanics. He's going to get a lot of Hispanic vote. He definitely will. A lot of Hispanics work for him. So, who do you think's cutting the grass in Doral? Who do you think are making the beds in his hotels? Is Trump lying about the slump America's fallen into? And isn't it true that millions too few Americans are working? That our military has been eviscerated and sissified. They're now turning to key units to fight because the other units aren't up to it. That our allies distrust us, that our enemies no longer respect us, that we get beaten by smarter adversaries across every negotiating table. Look at this Iran deal. And isn't it true that smart, gutsy leadership that knows what it is doing could indeed make us great again? Don't you think that Russia is sharing intelligence that they learned from Hillary's website with Iranians? Hillary's server? You don't think the Russians aren't feeding, the Chinese aren't feeding Iran? Hillary's info? You don't think Hillary's server was a virgin, do you? If the anti-Trump rap weren't so pitiful, I'd be much angrier. Forever we've longed for a leader who didn't have to mortgage himself out to fat cats, a leader free to appoint. He said he turned down $5 million from a guy because he says, I know, I don't want your $5 million, Joe, because I know I'll be working for you. And he said Hillary worked for him. Oh, they didn't like that. During, this is a quote about General Grant. During the Civil War, a group of less successful generals complained to Lincoln that General Grant was an alcoholic. And Lincoln said, find out what he likes and send him another case. And in case to all the generals. And Trump doesn't drink. And Trump is anti-drug. He mentioned in one of his conversations, in his interviews, that since his children have been two, he is hammering into them, don't do drugs. And that's the only way you can beat drugs, folks. You can't do the first one. Once you do the first one, you're a drug addict. Well, I only smoke weed once a month, except for this month when I did it every 2 weeks. And last month I did it every week, but I'm cutting back and I'm only smoking the cheap weed. I'm only buying it from the government and paying the tax. I'm paying the tax. Have the illegal immigration build the wall, Bob says. Elaine says there is a sophisticated tunnel that's being dug by the drug cartels for money. President Obama is opening up a new drug route into the United States from Cuba. Wait till you hear the sales pitch on the weed from Cuba. If you liked Cuban cigars, wait till you get this Havana happiness. Yeah. Build the wall, and then our CC gives orders to shoot to kill anyone to climb over it or dig under it. Go, Don, go. Sharon says he is running. He's doing well. Ticking the Washington elite. Frank says, please continue to Trump thump. The absolute idiots in D.C. Cartel Donald. Terry says, this is so hilarious. Or Hillary Arias. Just like the progressives. Don't call them progressives. Call them communists. Progressive is too nice a word. Progressive could be spaghetti. No, that's progresso. In Italian, it means progressive. A lame brain, the lamestream media tried in 2010, quite unsuccessfully, to paint the Tea Party movement as a passing fancy. You had to see the Navajos chasing. I never saw McCain run so fast. And they were beating war drums, too. It was right out of a Western. They are today trying this. What? McCain? You had to hear them. They were, hey, McCain? Where? Where's McCain? They all got up and they went chasing him. And one guy was running with two flipping the bird in two hands. Yeah. Here's Lynn. And the people are awake. There's a lot of women commenting here. And they're with the DC garbage pail kids. That's true. One term per termite. We got to eliminate all this crap. These dynasties, 20 years he was a senator. 20 years he was a senator. That means he got a lot of envelopes. So hang in a second. I'll give you a tune.
I've been a wild rover for many a year. And I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And now I return with gold and gray stores. And I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I went to an alehouse I used to frequent. And I told the landlady me money's been spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom of yours I could have any day. And it's no nay never, no nay never, no more will I play the wild rover. No never, no more. I took from me pocket 10 sovereigns bright. And the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best. And the words that I spoke sure were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never. Sure, I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no name.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Claudia. Right. Bye bye.
What was it?
Nothing. You were wrong. As usual. Ever since you predicted Michelle, you've been too cocky. Okay, we're back. Let's see what we got. We'll do a little Latino on the way out.